Om Shakti. And welcome to the session. It is almost the end of the season, Baba season, and accordingly the topic of this session is giving return of sustenance. We are so thankful to be getting such sustenance from Baba, Baba's family, seniors, didis and brothers. So today we'll be talking on this topic of sustenance, giving the return of sustenance. And first of all, I would like to invite Didi to share her views on this topic, and then that will be followed by question answers.
Om Shanti. Tamil translation is there if anybody wants. This is our new birth, Brahman birth. And newborn babies need a lot of sustenance. So from childhood, we got sustenance. Different time, different people came. So we had fortune of getting sustenance through Mama, Baba and Dadis. Second batch had sustenance from Dadis. I think Foreign Service started 50 years ago. And those who are old enough, they have seen most of the dadis. So they got sustenance from Prakashmani Dadi, Janki Dadi, Manohar Dadi, Santamani Dadi, all those dadis. And those who came after 2007, they did see Prakashmani Dadi. 2009, Manohar Dadi went, Ishu Dadi went. After that, Gulzar Dadi left. So object sustenance also stopped from 2017. But whoever got whatever sustenance was good, but those who have come later than that, naturally, they have to sustain themselves through Jnana and Yoga. Jnana and Yoga is the main our sustenance. And whoever got sustenance from seniors, Dadis, Baba, they have aim that whatever we have received from Baba, we must give it to everybody. And that's why Dadi Janki gave her bones in Baba's service. Until the age of 103, she kept on touring. I think in her last year, she traveled more than 20,000 miles. And in the end, she was traveling by helicopter. Especially the places which were not directly reachable. 2-3 flights had to change. She didn't go that way. So, when Baba gives us sustenance, we have to give return by practically implementing Baba's teaching and sharing with others. And today's Murli also Baba says, do experiment on different powers, different virtues, and once you have done, you can share it with others. So, Brahmins are very service-oriented. And usually, as soon as they come in Jnana, they want to share with everybody around. When I first started Jnana, I told my family, Krishna is not God. They were the devotees of Krishna, Vishnu, etc. So, my lucky father gave our original book of Gita, what human beings says and what God says. That was a book. So he didn't study, but he gave one of his friends that book. And that friend discussed with me what scriptures are saying and what Brahma Kumaris are saying. I told my father, come to center, see what is wrong there. If you find anything wrong, then I will leave Jnana. But he came to center, met Mama, Baba, and seen exhibition. Jagdish Bhai explained exhibition. And my father says, even if Brahma comes and explains, I won't believe. So, they were stuck in their Vaishnava religion, and I carried as a Brahma Kumari, and he gave cooperation, because he didn't put any obstacle. So I was lucky that I didn't get married until 27 when I came to Jnana. After Jnana, I said, forget about family and marriage.
So beautiful, Didi. As you were saying that people came, who are coming for the first time after 2017, they are not getting the sustenance of Avyakta Bhavdada. But this season also, few shared with us that they felt so much love in Baba's house, so much care, and they are going back with, you know, filling themselves with so much Baba's love. So Baba is giving the sustenance in a subtle way. Maybe Baba is not coming here physically.
We are giving return. Because they get love from Brahman.
Yes.
Gyan Sarovar Vasis.
Yes.
So, that's why they feel Madhuban is the place to get sustenance.
Yes. A few days ago, an old BK, you know, who's been coming here for years, he was sharing with me that, okay, first we thought, okay, dadis are gone, Baba is not coming, why would we, like, you know, want to come to Madhuban? So after 3 years, they came, after COVID, you know, and after coming here, that soul also felt, no, we need to come here every year. Even though dadis are not here, even Baba is not coming, but it's the energy, the family feeling. It's, of course, Baba is giving in a subtle way, but everyone is experiencing Baba's sustenance in one way or the other.
Even one of the Australian sisters, most of the time she was sick, apart from last few days. And before going, she said, I really enjoyed Madhuban. I was looked after very well.
Yeah.
She had COVID, diarrhea, vomiting.
Yeah. So each one of Baba's child is receiving so much sustenance. And deep within our hearts, we have the thought we need to give return of the sustenance that we are getting from Baba. So is it important to give in return? And if we don't give in return, so what, like?
When we are giving return, sharing jnana, yoga, experience, naturally we are getting many blessings from the audience.
Yes.
And actually we know that those who are sharing jnana, they will get higher status. So there is benefit for self and immediate happiness.
Yes.
Because of blessings. When you see the students coming stressed, and when they're going, they're smiling.
Yeah. Sometimes I have this thought, when we come from a particular place, for example, for me, I took Gyan in Bangalore. As a child, my parents came into Gyan in Bangalore, and I took sustenance for such a long time in Bangalore from dadis and the BK family there. Then as drama or role opened up, so then I came here to Madhuban. So back in my mind, I always have that I should give back the sustenance that I received from Bangalore. So is it necessary that I have to give the return of its sustenance back to that same place? Or is it that I'm doing service here is okay?
Wherever you give sustenance,
yeah,
you are creating your fortune.
Yeah.
Not necessarily Bangalore. Because that is limited to you. I belong to Bangalore.
We belong to Baba.
To Baba.
Yes.
And Madhuvan is our real home. Shilu Ben, she started service in foreign country in 1973-74 sometime. And after 1 or 2 years, Dadi called her to Madhuvan, because Madhuvan, so many double foreigners started coming. There was no English teacher. So she is still serving in Madhuvan. Because Madhuvan is the best place to serve.
Yes.
Because you don't want to go here and there. They come here to you.
Yeah, we are not confined to a particular place. Baba belongs to everyone. We have to become Vishwakalyankari, world benefactors. Didi, is giving a return is more of a realization or awareness or experience? Which amongst the three makes Brahmin to give the return of sustenance, or which amongst the three comes first? Realization, awareness, or experience?
All the three are necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But I think nowadays, Baba says, give them experience.
Mm.
Because there are very good speakers, first class speakers in the world. And they will give lots of scientific proof and all. Whereas if they experience something, they will never forget. Sometime or other, they will come back to Baba. Because once they have experienced silence, they know that they can get that silence here. Realization is necessary that I have to give whatever I have received. And awareness of our responsibility, because that becomes our responsibility to bring Baba's introduction to everyone. So all three are necessary, but I think now we need to share more experience.
Mm-hmm. Divya, how or what should a Brahmin do to give the return of the sustenance? What is the easiest way Brahmins can do daily to give return of sustenance in everyday activity?
Give time to give jnana, yoga to a jnani students. Friends, family, whoever we come in contact, and create powerful atmosphere. Give blessings, be good example, good manners, sweet words, powerful drishti. Because to create vibration is also necessary, which will pull the souls. When I was first in Australia, we were staying in a house which was first or second from main road. One day one lady came, and as soon as she came in, she said, how come this house is so peaceful? Is it because it's little bit away from main road? I said, is your house on main road? She said, no. Then I said, why not in your house and why this house? Because we are meditating here, it has created that peaceful atmosphere.
Yeah, creating that powerful and peaceful atmosphere is also a form of giving return to self. Because, Didi, not everyone will get a chance to share knowledge. And not every day. Even like some get a chance one day, sometimes during a week. But every day we can create that vibrations, that atmosphere, make that atmosphere powerful. Didi, some feel giving a return of sustenance, is it more of a responsibility, vow, or a promise? Which one of the above should a Brahmin adopt?
I would think it is responsibility.
It's not a vow or
a Brahmin to help souls.
Mm-hmm.
And Baba, because we are helping Baba also to establish new world. Because Baba said, I can't establish new world alone. I need your help.
So it's more of a responsibility than a promise or a vow. So in sustaining others, very often our sustenance is done with expectations or desires. When we sustain others, we do it with expectations or desires. How do we sustain others, especially Brahmins, without expectations or desires, or even wanting praise from them? Recognition, praise. Another word, what is accurate? In other words, what is called as accurate sustenance?
In Lokhi Gita is emphasizing on Nishkam Karma, desireless act. So those who are sustaining should not have any desire. They say, if you don't have desire, you get double. So that is that subtle desire. So we should not have any expectation from human beings. We know we will get the return of what we are doing. Accurate sustenance is with love and mercy, not getting name, fame, praise. Because bhagats have been stumbling for half a kalpa. They are so much in sorrow. And we have to liberate them. So we are given the responsibility of giving them message and liberate them. So show them the path to liberation and Jivan Mukti.
Om Shanti. Didi, for new BKs or new students, what would be the easiest way that they can give the return of sustenance?
For new students, they can share their experience that Baba has given them, meditation, their transformation, etc. And they can give 7 days course or so. I started giving course in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
1 month of Gyan, I started giving course. So, depending on maturity in Gyan, they can give course to others.
Mm-hmm. And also, if they increase their yoga also is a form of giving sustenance, creating that powerful vibrations and atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Didi, what are the ways to sustain old BKs? Often old BKs want praise and respect.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we sustain does not meet up to their expectations. What should we do, especially we want to bring old BKs closer?
Old BKs need to be kept busy.
Busy, okay.
Give them service. Plan service for them. And if they are physically also old and can't come to center, every Thursday, send bhog. When you go back from Madhavan, take toli, share your experience. And now and again, ring them and maintain friendly relationship, because they don't want to be treated as students, equal. Equal to center coordinator. So give them love, respect.
Didi, how did Dadis sustain in the souls especially? Can Didi share some experiences about some Dadis?
Dadis usually give classes, dharana classes. And though they bear sometimes very deep and yet they were sweet. The teachings were sometimes strict but sweet. And some of the dadis were good storytellers.
Storytellers.
They would tell yagya story so interestingly. In Mumbai, Dadi Prijendra Bhatt Dadi was number one storyteller. So sometimes when we teachers used to meet Dadi, she used to give stories. And whenever we had meeting, we had nice toli or bhojan. So that way Dadis, not only they gave love, but teachings also.
Teachings, love, gifts, stories. Didi, in spite of defamation, insults, disservice of some children, how was Brahma Baba able to continue to give that sustenance till the end?
Baba was very merciful. And he knew that we had to wear crown of thorns before we can wear double crown of Satya. So he was tolerant and merciful. Just as Shiv Baba, we insulted him so much. Still, he came all the way from Paramdham to liberate us. So Brahma Baba followed Shiva.
So then we have to follow Brahma Baba. Didi, Madhuban season is ending. Please do share some advice or ways we can give return of our sustenance to Baba, Didi, seniors, when we return to our service place.
Baba says clouds come to Madhuban to fill up. And you have to go and shower. Share your experience. And mainly you note down your refreshment from Madhuban. On the flight, you have got plenty of time to write down the points. If you haven't written in your diary, you can write down on the flight. And after going there, share. Then other will be inspired. Because just as she was saying, that one of the BK, he says, what's the point of going to Madhuban? No dadis, no avyakt meetings. That avyakt meeting we can see at home. So they may feel a bit lazy. So you can go and inspire them to visit Madhuban, refresh themselves.
Yeah, that's a good way of returning the sustenance that they have received in Madhuban. Didi, now I would. There are some questions online. Before that, I would like to ask brothers and sisters here if you have any questions. Do you have any questions to ask Didi? If you have, please, can you come up to the mic?
There is mic here.
Switch it on, please.
Om Shanti, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's on. It's on.
Om Shanti, everyone. For me, I've had the most blissful experience here in Madhuban, miracle after miracle after miracle that Baba has just every day has been like that. However, in my yoga in the morning, I'm not feeling Baba as I normally do at home. When I'm at my Lokic home, when I'm in meditation, I can go easily and claim what I want to claim. But here I've had to struggle to feel Bhavdada. So I'm not sure what that is about, but maybe you know. Om Shanti.
So our yoga is better at home than here. I think sometimes those who are used to living by themselves and enjoy company of Baba, they may find it difficult to meditate with gathering.
A huge gathering. Coming, going.
Doesn't like the music if I play here.
Yeah.
Some say too loud music. Some say Indian music. And some may find it distracting. Yeah. So I think Baba says you have to pull your mind again and again and focus on meditation.
Yeah. Any other questions? If anyone wants to ask, please come in the front, okay? Meanwhile, I'll take up these questions, Didi. Didi, is the operation, because Baba was speaking about Trikaldashi today, right? Operation of the Trikaldashi stage like chess. People play chess, no? Is it like that? Or Mahagong, where one considers the beginning, middle, end of every action prior to making a knowledgeable move. Before making a move, we have to think what will happen. Like, is it going to attack from, is there any chances of the opponent attacking any from anywhere? So is it like playing a chess? Right?
Or Mango.
Mango. I don't know what that Mango is.
This is Chinese chess.
Okay.
The thing is, we have to be having very clear vision, Trikaldashi, past and future. And it needs discerning power. Because I saw Brahma Baba could clearly see the future of everybody. And I just sent my photo and little bit introduction. And Baba knew me as if very well. So Dadi, who had taken my photo and letter, said that Baba knew you very well. So the thing is, we should be able to see the past and future of what karma we are doing. So today Baba was saying, you think before you do, and you should know the result of what you are going to do. So it needs very clean and clear intellect to see past and future.
Really, what does Baba mean by saying clean, to have a clean heart? What do you mean by clean heart?
Clean heart means cleaning of vices, no vices,
mm-hmm.
and honesty.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No vices and no hidden intentions also. Didi, old instrument center vasis are being replaced by young brothers. So these young brothers are over enthusiastic about their position and being very rude.
The students should see the speciality and not the weakness of the teachers. Everybody is effort maker, and young people are usually very enthusiastic. They should not be rude, because Baba says you should be very sweet. But you can point out to senior. If the center in charge who is rude, you can tell and see about it. And you forget. It will be NC's responsibility to talk to that brother to be sweet.
Because when they are rude, it really hurts. So it's not the right thing.
Yeah. Come here. There is a mic here.
You want to ask? Okay.
Just on to that note that you asked, I just, sometimes in service, we have given responsibility to lead a project, and in that project, we have to also deal with the seniors. Let's say I'm a junior to them, and sometimes they feel now they will tell us what to do, and that becomes a challenging, you know, to pass on instructions or to pass on to the plan. So how that can be handled very well in service to deal with seniors?
Means if they pass on the instructions to you?
No, I have to pass on. Let's say I am leading a project.
I am leading a project,
and I have been given that responsibility to do certain task. Let's say organizing a program, a public program. A senior is coming, and I have been giving that task to organize. And in that team, I have few seniors who are senior to me in Gyan, even in physical age as well. So sometimes I feel, you know, now these little ones,
younger ones,
new ones, gonna teach us or tell us.
Sometimes there's a situation where the younger ones are made to lead a project or organize a program, and in that team there would be senior BKs also, maybe senior in age and also in Gyan, so that they will be the team members, one or two, but the one who is leading the team is the younger BK, and younger in age and younger in body as well. So there's a bit of a challenge. So how to deal with it? Like, because the older ones would feel, oh, these are younger ones, you know, they are giving instructions to us.
Usually, in a team, though they may be leader, but what we usually do is, if the project has been explained, then we take vote.
Vote, okay.
as how many agree with that and how many disagree.
Mm-hmm.
So in voting, we know what everybody prefers. Or sometimes the second in charge also sits. So it is his final words.
Yeah, but it's already decided that the project is going to happen and the younger one is made the leader. And all others are team members who are executing. So then when the younger ones have to tell the older ones, so how do we deal with it? Like, we have to be humble, we have to be respectful. Yeah.
Once everybody agrees,
yeah,
then the senior will have to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Baba says, be egoless. There should not be ego. And everybody has to cooperate.
Mm-hmm. Even for Mama, I think the situation arose when Mama was young and there were other Dadis who were older in age and also those who had come to Baba before Mama. So Mama won their heart with humility and respect and with a dharana also. And later on everyone started to call her Mama. So I think we need to win their hearts with humility, respect and with our own dharana also, Nadidi.
Last question.
Some are saying, can we stay here in Madhuban for 1 or 2 months for service? We don't want to go.
Sorry, you have to go. Because there are one after another group coming. And unless you go, other group can't come. And in Madhuban, we have enough sevadaris in all departments. And especially here, we have got mostly brothers who are working because it's a hard work. So sisters are not busy apart from global office, conference office, and library. Or they are coming and going in spark. Or chapati, rolling and sabji, cutting. So, foreigners, especially not knowing language, is like a burden. And especially young Kumaris.
Okay,
because all brothers are there. In past, some of the Kumaris got married with Brahman brothers.
The next question is coming in that relationship. This is the last question somebody has asked online. Didi, I love a BK sister. I feel she is my soulmate. Is this right or wrong? I like to have a pure marriage with her.
That's what happens. Especially you are working together. And we had 2-3 cases.
Okay.
So, pure marriage, I find it difficult.
Okay.
Once you get married, that is the temptation and social permission. So, I wouldn't suggest marriage.
Okay, Didi. Do you have any questions? Last? Okay. Thanks a lot, Didi, for this wonderful answers, and also throughout the season that we had those wonderful conversations. Because, of course, every Sunday this program happens with Asians and Australians. But being the Baba's turn, and many BKs are here in Madhuban, so we thought, okay, we'll combine both so that who are here also will take benefit from this interview. So it was a wonderful experience for me as well to listen from Didi some amazing answers to this amazing questions. So thank you, Didi.
Om Shanti.
And thank you all, and to all the brothers and sisters who are online as well. Om Shanti. Thank you.